ultimately, a few years after the founding of OpenAI, this was in late 2023, was fired by board members and executives who simply felt he was lying too much. This is an extraordinary thing, Katie. Silicon Valley is built on hype, empty promises, right? Valuations that skyrocket long before there's a product that actually works for anyone. This is on such a scale that even with that baseline expectation, where frankly, I think we've entered an era where people just embrace as a cost of doing business a degree of dissembling, Sam Altman appears to have been doing it so much that it was almost all anyone could talk about after dealing with him. And we interview more than 100 people and we uncover hundreds of pages of internal records. A majority of those people really did say some variation on the theme of he's a pathological liar. Actually, multiple people unprompted by us use the term sociopath. And this is everything from very minor things. We document earlier cases in his career where also there were efforts to force him out of jobs amidst allegations of dishonesty. And at one early startup, you know, he was claiming to everyone he was a champion ping pong player. And then they played ping pong in the office and he was one of the worst players in the office. And Sam, you know, his responses on each of these are documented in the piece. I hope you'll look. He says on that, I was probably joking. But then it also extends to serious cases. You know, before his firing, there was a situation where he assured board members that the most controversial features of a new model had been safety tested. Turns out they hadn't when they looked into that. There was a breach where a new untested model was leaked into India to the public, and he didn't mention that in hours of briefing with board members. We talk about how these concerns about honesty deepened the rift with that competitor I mentioned, Dario Amodei. There's a moment in this piece where there's been an investment from Microsoft. They're doing a big deal with Microsoft. And Sam is assuring Dario Amodei that Microsoft has not inserted any provisions that override the company's safety provisions that are in their own charter. And Sam says this provision that might threaten the safety concerns is not there. And Dario literally points to it and brings in another colleague to verify that it's there. And then Sam says, oh, well, you know, sure, but who cares?